AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A new record for human space travel. Julie Walker has the story.
The Artemis II astronauts on their historic lunar exploration have broken Apollo 13's distance record and in the process gotten some amazing views and pictures of the far side of the moon. Canadian astronaut Jeremy Hansen.
It is blowing my mind what you can see with the naked eye on the moon right now. It's just unbelievable.
The 10-day journey is taking the four astronauts around the moon and back, the farthest humans have ever traveled from Earth. Mission Commander Reid Weissman.
Such a majestic view out here.
Artemis II is part of NASA's goal of a moon base with landers, rovers, drones, and habitats in an effort to one day get us to Mars. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump has expanded his threat against Iran as mediators from Egypt, Pakistan, and Turkey attempt to broker a ceasefire. Tehran rejected a proposed 45-day truce, saying it wants a permanent end to the war. And Trump insists Iran must open the Strait of Hormuz.
We're giving them till tomorrow, 8 o'clock Eastern time. And after that, they're going to have no bridges. They're going to have no power plants. Stone ages, yeah.
Israel's increased pressure by attacking a major petrochemical plant in the South Pars natural gas field and killing key Iranian commanders, including the head of intelligence for Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is appealing to partner countries to provide more air defenses, this after a Russian drone attack on Odessa. The attack heavily damaged an apartment block. Two women and a toddler were killed, 11 people hospitalized. And Savannah Guthrie's returned to NBC's Today Show for the first time since her mother's disappearance more than 2 months ago. There's been no sign of 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie. Authorities believe she was abducted. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted higher in tentative trading on Wall Street ahead of a deadline President Trump has set before U.S. forces bomb Iranian power plants. The S&P 500 rose 0.4%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 165 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.5%. Crude oil prices also seesawed throughout the day as uncertainty remained about what will happen in the war with Iran and how long it will slow down the global flow of crude oil. Trump repeated his threat to bomb Iran's power plants if it doesn't open the Strait of Hormuz. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Oil prices were up about 0.8%. Benchmark U.S. crude above $112 per barrel, Brent just below $110. AAA puts the average price for a gallon of gas nationwide just below $4.12. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.